everyone, and welcome to another podcast from Intrepid English. My name is Jo, and I'm an English teacher here at Intrepid English. This Monday, the 8th of March, is International Women's Day, and I'm going to tell you some of my thoughts about that. International Women's Day and Wales. When I was growing up in the 1980s, there was a big campaign to save the whales. I remember badges, posters, and huge anti-whaling protests. Everybody agreed that these animals needed some help. During the long campaign to save the whales, I never once heard anybody say, "What about the rhinos?" or "What about the tigers?" March the 8th is International Women's Day. I hear lots of people saying, "What about men?" My response to this question is, to support one thing does not mean you are against another thing. Saving the whales didn't damage the rhinos. When you read the blog about phrasal verbs, did you ask, "What about idioms?" Have a look on the internet about the subject of whataboutery or whataboutism. And please understand that the subject of this blog is women's rights. The next question is, why do women's rights need support? So I am a white European, middle class, cisgender, straight, able-bodied woman. I come from a place of extreme privilege. My life is very different to the lives of women who live in different countries, have a different skin colour to mine, are transgender or transsexual, or have a non-majority sexuality or body. My relative freedom from gender-based violence and discrimination is extreme. I feel very empowered. However, following are a few of my reasons for focusing on women's rights on International Women's Day. Women are roughly 50% of the population of planet Earth. I do not see women represented in 50% of leadership roles, positions of power, or even in movies and sports. This means that my rights and interests are not equally represented. In my country, if I have a heart attack, I am more likely to die than a man who has a heart attack. This is because women have different symptoms to men, so they are often misdiagnosed. Medical and drug trials are nearly always carried out on men. Diagnosis and treatments do not work the same for women. Additionally, there is a gender pain bias in healthcare. You can watch the film called Maid in Dagenham and learn about the British law made in 1970 to ensure men and women receive equal pay. This International Women's Day, there is still a gender pay gap, which is documented by the UK government. During COVID, women have been disproportionately affected because of their work and roles in society. In the UK and around the world, many menstruating girls and women miss days at school or work because they don't have enough money to buy period protection products. This only widens inequalities. There are a number of campaigns trying to help this situation. I'm sure that you've heard of hashtag MeToo. I don't know a single woman without a story of sexual harassment. Starting when I was a child, aged 14, I have been catcalled, touched, followed at night, threatened, and had my personal space invaded by men around the world, Trans women suffer even more violence and discrimination than trans men. Some small groups of feminists protest against trans women's rights. Anyone, male or female, can be misogynistic. In Britain, it is growing increasingly acceptable for a woman to do men's work or wear men's clothes. But for a little boy who wants to wear a pink dress or a man who wants to be a house husband, there is still a lot of resistance. These stereotypes are learnt from society, which means that they can also be unlearnt. Since the Save the Whales campaign, there have been enormous changes in the world. Maybe we can all start making some of the changes we need to help people think differently and promote equal rights of opportunity for all people of all sexes and genders. You can book a one-to-one lesson with an Intrepid English teacher today to study this or other topics in more detail. If you're not sure if online lessons are for you, why not book a free trial lesson today so you can talk about your hopes and goals for learning English with your friendly and experienced English teacher. The perfect time to start studying English is now. This blog and podcast was written and presented by me, Intrepid English teacher Jo. You can find out more about me on my Intrepid English profile page and adding me as a friend. Do you have any questions? Would you like to request a topic for our next podcast? If so, please send us an email at lorraine@intrepidenglish.co.uk. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed learning a bit about International Women's Day.